We're long-standing friends. About an hour now, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I was just talking to your lovely wife. You've reduced me to tears already.
Okay.
As a church. I was just explaining, Louise, that the love here is amazing. It is unbelievable, to the point where when we were just doing the welcome blessing bit, I stood and cried. So, I just want to really encourage you as a church that from the moment that I arrived, you've just been so, so welcoming and so loving. And it's so evident just how much you guys love each other. And it's just oozing out of you all. It really is. So, and I don't say that lightly. I really don't. So be encouraged, you know. The other thing to mention is that as I pulled up today, this has just been confirmed through a conversation as well, I just had a sense of coming home, and I couldn't work out what that meant because I've never lived in this area at all. I used to work in Weybridge many years ago, but, you know, I was just like, home, what does that mean, you know? And it's just been confirmed that the vision for this place, for this church, was not for it to just be a building, but that, you know, for you guys, for it to have a sense of home, as in someone's home, you know, so this is your living room. And that across the hallway there is your dining room. So, you know, I'm excited by that. But, you know, God spoke to me as I literally pulled up in the driveway. And I'm delighted to be here today. I really am. And I'm really excited to tell you all about the work of CAP. No pressure, Teresa, to try and, you know, be exciting for the youth. But I will try my best. So I have just a little bit about me. I'm married to Andy. We got married 6 years ago now. And I have a stepson who is 16, almost 17, named Sam. And he is massively musical. Not a day goes by where the drums, the keyboard, the vocals and the guitar are all going at once. And there's just him. That's lovely to hear him worshipping, actually, on a daily basis. With regards to CAP, I started working with Christians Against Poverty nearly 7 years ago now. And the way that I felt called to work for CAP very much is Isaiah 58 and that sense of that calling to spend myself on the broken and the weary. And God has been faithful in that calling. I have been what Daniel is now, a centre manager for 6 years in Acton, West London, and we have seen many lives being transformed through the work of the Debt Counselling Centre there through Christians Against Poverty. I'm now actually still working for CAP, but I area manage London, which is equally just as lovely because I get to walk alongside centre managers in their roles and support them, pray for them, and encourage them in their journey with regards to them going out and helping people with their debt. So it is great to be here today, and I won't say anything. I've had some words during the worship, which I think would be good to share, but I won't share them just yet. And someone, again, you know, as we were worshipping, mentioned that, you know, God is a God of yesterday, today, and forever. And in Hebrews 13:8, that's what Jesus says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is what we believe at CAP. He is the unchanging one. He is constant, and he is faithful. We, as Christians, we don't worry about whether God loves us or not. We know that because he was loving yesterday. He loves us today, and he loves us forever. We do not need to worry if God will have mercy, because his word tells us that his mercies are new every morning. So if Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then what about us? What about you? What about me? What are we doing? What are we doing in our communities? How are we reaching out to people to show them that love? So that's what Jesus did when he walked on this earth yesterday. We, as Jesus' followers, his church, we represent him today. And just as Jesus does not change, his church does not change, we do not change. We may change our methods, we may change our styles. I go around doing many talks now. And interestingly, another thing to share with you, if someone had told me 7 years ago that I would be going around churches speaking publicly to people about Christians Against Poverty, I would have said, yeah, right, not a chance. So it's really interesting as well how God has completely transformed me in this process, as well as the people that I have gone out and helped and served in this work. So it's a really, really special, special ministry. So this morning, why am I here? Why are you guys here? We're here to celebrate and promote a brand new service that you guys have decided to sign up for in the UK, and to serve the poor and to save the lost. CAP has a really clear vision, and it is to help the church to be what Jesus imagined and dreamed that he wanted to do. So by you guys coming and deciding to work in partnership with CAP, we're going to give you the tools and the equipment. Daniel's already been on the training. He's off speaking at another church this morning, all about CAP. I looked at your website just the other day. In fact, I looked at it last night, because I'm always wanting to double check where I'm going. And I was so excited because I saw that you've got the CAP, you've got your CAP logo up there, and that you've got a debt center running and stuff like that. So that was really, really encouraging. You know, Daniel, it sounds like he's doing an amazing job already. You know, he's really getting out there. So that's really important. We're going to be looking at a DVD, and it's about a man called Stuart. There's a man in it called Stuart, and his life looked hopeless. He had over £25,000 worth of debt and no job, and he just could not see any way out. And one year he counted over 500 job applications, and only 6 replies came back from those 500 job applications. Now, I've never been in that experience, but I have experienced a time of not having work and that uncertainty of, am I going to get work? So, you know, he was crushed. He really was crushed in that process. And that was the yesterday. That was the Stuart of yesterday. Because today, thanks to CAP's debt help and job clubs, Stuart is now debt-free, and he's got a job in his local Morrisons, and you'll get to see that on the DVD that we're going to watch. So today, Stuart does have hope for the future, and he has a fresh start. And I had the privilege, actually, of meeting him this September at our national gathering, and it was just so lovely to just see him beaming and just see how Jesus had changed and transformed his life. And the forever. So the best part of Stuart's story is that it doesn't stop there. Through CAP's partnership with the local church, Stuart met Jesus in a really powerful way, and he grasped his faith with both hands, and now he has the promise of eternal life. And there are people in your neighbourhood that don't know Jesus. And I don't know how any of you feel about that. I know how I feel about that. But where are you at? And I just want to encourage you, as I carry on talking this morning, ask the Lord, how can I be involved with this debt center here? How can I support Daniel in his work as the debt coach here, as the manager overseeing the CAP center here? Ask God, how can you be involved? And I believe that your center is going to be overseeing Addlestone and Chertsey, is that right? Yeah. So, you know, there are lots of people behind closed doors hiding. They're hopeless and they're depressed. And they're longing, like you were just saying, to be welcomed and to have a sense of belonging and a sense of hope. And the good thing about a debt counselling service working in partnership with Christians Against Poverty is that we do have the amazing privilege of walking into someone's home. And whilst Daniel will do that, and hopefully one of you will be going along with him as a support worker, you'll get the amazing opportunity to speak to these clients about Jesus freely without being concerned about whether anyone's going to say you can't do that. Because that's why we are Christians against poverty. We don't compromise on that. So just to give you a little bit of number crunching stuff, because I think that will kind of put it into context. I mean, when I started 7 years ago, there were approximately 150 cap debt centres. And you could probably, there was probably about 200 staff at head office, and are probably about the same again around frontline, what we call frontline staff in churches. But today, CAP has over 500 church-based services across the UK now, serving the poor and saving the lost. We've got 300 debt centres that help the most vulnerable people in our nation. And 38% of the clients that we see, they think about suicide. It's something that goes through their mind. Now, in 2013, God grew CAP's vision to tackle the other causes of poverty, because there's typically a root cause of something. And the types of things that came up were unemployment and addiction. And since then, what CAP have launched is their CAP job clubs. Now, I understand that you guys are already running a job club here, so that's really, really exciting. So just carry on doing that, you know, and if it's getting people into work and it's an opportunity for you guys to pray with them, then, you know, go for it. That's great. The newest service that CAP have launched, and it's still being piloted really, is CAP Life Skills, which helps people to budget and navigate the challenges of everyday life, especially those on low income. Now, we also run a CAP Money course, and I believe a local church around here does run the CAP Money course. And the exciting thing, youth, listen up. There is the CAP Money course for students. So if you're just about to head off to university, there's a version for you. There's also a youth version, and there's also a kids version. So speak to your local CAP Money coach and have a chat with him or her and see if that's something that maybe you guys could get sorted out. So a few more numbers. Every year we see just over 2,500 people helped out of debt. And now that you guys have launched a centre here, you are going to be adding to that number, which is very exciting. 674 people found work. And most importantly, last year we saw 800, and in the last 12 months we've seen 877 come to faith through the various CAP ministries. Now, the exciting thing that happened to me last night is I went to the 20th fundraising CAP dinner in London. There were just under 1,000 people there. It was enormous. Amazing. So the founder of the charity was there, John Kirkby, and he spoke. The CEO of CAP was there, Matt Barlow. And I was just really, you know, I had goosebumps, you know, hearing all the things that are going on. But they have, this week, fresh off the press, you're hearing this, CAP have just seen their 6,000th client come to know the Lord. So that's really encouraging. And what I want to say to you guys is that you now are going to be part of this. There are going to be people that when Daniel goes out on visits, you're going to have the opportunity to go out on those visits with him and be a befriender. I cannot tell you how precious it was to me going out as a debt coach, taking out members of my church to a client, and they would sit with me. Not only are they then supporting the client, but they're also supporting me as well. So you'd be supporting Daniel because you're praying for him, you're praying for words and pictures, you're praying for the client, you know. And then you go on this journey. You will then go on this journey with this client and make friends with them. You'll get the opportunity to share Jesus with them. You'll get the opportunity to pray for them, pray with them. You'll get the opportunity to invite them to your church, to any events that are going on. It's such a privilege and a special role to go out on a visit with the debt coach. Because Daniel's role in that is, whilst he will offer to pray with the client, is that he is focusing on their financial side of things. It's important to recognise that actually the way Christians Against Poverty work is it's Jesus first, debt counselling second. The reality is, though, is for a lot of these clients, the reason why they contact us is because they are so desperate and they are so in need of where they are and they've got nowhere else to turn. And I find sometimes when I talk to clients and I say, well, why did you pick us? And it's lovely because they say, oh, well, because you're Christians and so I knew I could trust you. Now, I'm not saying anything about the other debt counselling services, but it's really interesting how, because of the word Christian and because they know that we believe in Jesus, they chose to come to us. But let me just take it one step further. Maybe it wasn't a mistake that they contacted CAP. Maybe God's already on their case. God's already gone ahead and planted the seed in their heart. You go along with Daniel to the visit and you go and water that seed and start talking about Jesus. And that, you know, I mean, it just, yeah, gives me goosebumps. So anyway, like I say, it's really good news that you guys here at King's Church are starting a centre. You're now going to be meeting this need of many, many broken lives in your community. What I would encourage all of you to do is this is the client leaflet. That what will happen is Daniel will be going out now and speaking to lots of referral agencies and hooking in with CAB and various other places. He's gone to another church this morning, as you know. But this is the leaflet you would give to someone if they said, oh, I'm really struggling with debt and I don't know where to turn to. Put one of these in your wallet or put one of these in your handbag. Keep it with you because you never, ever know when you're going to come across someone and be talking to them. And rather than kind of like, you know, remembering, oh, CAP, you know, just hand them the leaflet, you know. It's just so powerful. Ask Daniel for half a dozen of these and wherever you live, go and post them in your neighbourhood, okay? Get the word out that there's a centre in your area. So I'd really encourage you to do that. So the way that it works, I have mentioned it a little bit, but just to just go through it. So what will happen is Daniel will be visiting clients with a support worker in their homes. He'll then look at building a budget for them and finding a solution. No one will ever be turned away without us giving them advice. And then following that first visit, Daniel will then take away any letters from them and he will then pass all of that information on to our head office in Bradford. And Bradford are the ones that do all the negotiating with the creditors, not Daniel and not the client. So it lifts the burden off of them. It completely releases them. And no two clients are the same. So you never really know what you're going to be walking into. But the reality is whilst we don't, Jesus does. And he's gone before us. And so it's important to pray into that before you walk into that place and take Jesus' light into sometimes some very dark places. So can I ask you today, how do you see yourself fitting into the work of this CAP Centre here? Can you sign up to the prayer team? Are you an intercessor? Is that something that you could see yourself doing? Could you become a befriender? I'd really encourage you to speak to Daniel if that's something that you feel that you'd be able to give your time to. So I've already spoken about this actually, but it's really interesting because when I was preparing this talk, you know, and I checked the figures, you know, it was 5,000 and something, you know, and then last night, you know, I was like, they're taking notes from John, he was quoting different things, and I was like, oh my goodness, we're now up to 6,000. I just want to just mention something to you as well that John said, you know, the heroes of CAP, and John said this, not me, the heroes of CAP are the clients. So, you know, later on, there's going to be an opportunity for me to talk to you about a book. There's a book, basically, that John's written. It's his diary. So there is an opportunity for you to take one of those books away. There's a leaflet on your chair, and all it really needs for you to take a book is to just fill in section one at the top there. But I will talk to you about that in more detail. So what I think we'll do now is we will actually watch the DVD. and you'll get a sense of, yeah, what is going on in people's lives. And I'll let the DVD do the talking. That's the end. It's okay. Okay, so Richard's going to do that. Well, they're just sorting the DVD out. Let me just, while they're sorting that out, let me just say that later on today, I've got a stall in the other room there. So come and see me. Come and speak to me. If you've got any questions, do come and speak to me. But basically, CAT's vision by 2021 is to have 1,000 services across the UK. Okay. Now, that can't happen, I'm being completely blunt here, without money. Okay? That just can't happen. So one of the things that I would like you to really think about and pray about and seek God today in is, could you become what we call a life changer? And what I mean by that is, would you be able to give to the work of CAP on a regular basis, on a monthly basis? Think about it. I don't know if any of you go to a coffee shop and grab a coffee. £3, roughly, you know. So if you, you know, just decide, actually, if I could just sacrifice one of my coffees a week, that's in the region of about £12 a month. And it will just completely transform the work of CAP. Your donation will have an internal impact. And the other thing that I would say is, when you're thinking about, oh, shall I give money to CAP? Don't think about that you're giving it to CAP. It's actually going to be given via CAP to people. We're talking about all the numbers that I've mentioned this morning. Behind those numbers is a person. And so what we're doing is we're transforming lives and we're bringing people into the kingdom. So have a think about that. And if this is ready, we'll roll with it.
But I just lost all hope, to be honest, that it wasn't going to happen for me. No one was going to help me, and I was doomed.
I did attempt suicide in the brinks of despair. I did, I think for a year, I just carried on drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking.
I counted the application, job applications one year, over 500 job applications.
I didn't want to be around my children. I just didn't want to live anymore. I just didn't, I couldn't see a way out.
I wanted to kill myself, so, you know, I took overdoses.
So I had nothing, really, and nothing to look forward to.
If I was very lucky, I'd wake up, it'd be in my flat. If not, 9 times out of 10, it was in Durrington police station.
It becomes one big blur.
So
we had bailiffs at the door, a lot.
You just don't care about literally anything.
I wanted my life gone.
The debts were so bad.
Say, why don't they get a job?
I'm always saying, there is God, please help.
Terrible. Came about the release group because I contacted CAP and I said I had issues with addictions, especially around drink. Where the actual group was based was actually in a church, and yeah, I'll be honest, it might have been the fact I knew that I'd probably have something to eat there and a drink that got me through the door. The guy that ran it was brilliant, and through the weeks we looked at all different topics like anger, forgiveness, and it worked, and it did work for me. You know, since I found God, I don't, any situation I go into now, I believe he's there. I mean, he's here right now. Before the release group, I was drinking pretty much every weekend. There was, so since the release group, yeah, not touched a drop.
I'd been out of work for a long period of time, and I thought I'd heard everything. So we did this interview session. I had a real interview the following day. Every question that we'd gone over was asked me again that day, and it was so easy. It was such a breeze, I was so relaxed. I believe that's one of the reasons that I got the job. And most of the people that I started with are good friends, and most of them have jobs. Since I've become involved with CAP, I became a Christian. Which I didn't expect. So a fantastic lodge with us all the time. A wonderful life.
I went along to St John's and I met Emma, and I remember walking through St John's Church, and there was an instant connection. I felt absolutely at peace. I was frightened because I knew I had so much paperwork and debt. I didn't know what to expect or where to begin, to be honest with you. And she sat me down and she was absolutely so kind and just made me feel at ease. And we started our journey. I remember actually helping me with food as well that day, because I had no food. The bankruptcy was all filed and filled out at head office, which is amazing. It was in two packs, and one was for me and one was for the bankruptcy. And then we went up, Emma and I went up to the court. It was amazing. Just, you know, just the weight lifting. And today I'm full of the Holy Spirit, and I do believe this is God's will. And I feel that I've always had a hole in my soul and my life, but it's been fulfilled now. So I feel I have peace of mind and I feel quite content. You know, and I'm really grateful, really, really grateful for Christians Against Poverty, because without them, I wouldn't be here today.
I have a clean, sober life. I don't smoke anymore. I have my family back. I have a contact with my mum and dad that I've never had. We get on, we laugh about so much stuff. There's no arguments. And I believe that had I not made the decision of contacting Cap, probably would never have got that. So thank you, Cap.
Yeah, the Cap job's brilliant. There's something for everybody that's out of work. And since I got a job within the first month, absolutely fantastic. New life, new leaf, all systems go. I'm a Christian and I love it. I'm a happy Christian. So thanks a lot out there. All you people at CAP.
Since meeting Christians Against Poverty, I've found a faith which I'm truly grateful for. I'm debt free. I don't drink anymore. I've got my family back. I'm a nan. I worship every Sunday, and I'm so happy to go forward for the rest of my life debt free and happy. And for that, I'm truly grateful. Would you consider giving £12 a month to Christians Against Poverty to change somebody's life like mine forever? Thank you. But I just cannot watch it. You guys could have these people in your church. There were two live testimonies last night at the CAP fundraising dinner, and I wrote down some of the things that this girl said. Matt got her up on stage and spoke to her and said, "Tell us what, you know, how are you feeling? What's going on?" And she said, since she got in touch with CAP and since she gave her life to the Lord, she was in a right mess. She, at the age of 12, she'd started drinking. By the age of 13, she was addicted to drugs. She was just really, really in a really, really poor, dark place. She now is debt-free. She now has got a job. She's got two children who now trust her and love her again and want mummy to give them kisses and cuddles. But she just said, "I feel clean." And she said, "I feel so special. And if it were not for CAP, she would not be alive today." These are real people that are in our community. And you guys have an amazing opportunity now to make a difference. I think the fact that you guys have been called into this work is amazing. It's a big testament to your faith. I really do. And God is going to honour that. I really do believe that he is going to honour that. And you are going to see amazing things take place. When we were worshipping, we sang a song. "He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship."
And I just, I bring this as a gentle challenge to you. How are you going to do this, guys, in relation to the work of CAP? And I offer that gently, because that's a bit of like, ouch, you know. But you can bring your life as a daily offering. Have a chat with Daniel. Support him. The centre will struggle if he's not supported. I will tell you that now. I've done the role for 6 years myself. The first year is the most difficult. It's easy for me to say this because he's not here, actually. But, you know, in the first year of running the centre, not only are you getting on with the job, but you're setting it up, you know. So do pray for him. Do practically support him. But I can't stress it enough. The policy of CAP is if he does not have someone to go out on a visit with him, he can't do the visit. So do bear that in mind. When he does ring you or approach you and say, could you come out on a visit with me? Really, really consider going out on that visit with him. Training is given, so you're not going to be like completely like going out and not knowing what you're doing. Daniel will train you in what needs to happen. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is just before we started, God did draw me to these books over here, or I felt that he had drawn me to these books over here, and I was very, very drawn to this one. And again, you know, I don't really think I need to interpret anything else apart from the title. You decide, but God just said to me, go and pick up that book. It says for those, it says, out of the comfort zone. I'm very aware that for some of you, you might be thinking, oh, I'm not sure this is for me. But with God, anything is possible. And sometimes it's good for us to be out of our comfort zone, because when we're out of our comfort zone, that's when God shows up and does amazing things. So be encouraged. God is all over this. He's just all over this. So just to draw things to a close, I think it's really important for me to mention that CAP doesn't get any government funding at all. And the reason for that is in the early days, there were discussions with the government, but, you know, the reason why they decided, CAP decided that they weren't going to receive any government funding is because they refused to compromise on their values. We are Christians Against Poverty. We are Christians. We are going to share the good news of Jesus. We will go and help anyone. It doesn't matter what their faith background is, what they believe, what their sexuality is. We will help anyone, colour, creed, anything. But the reality is that we will definitely speak to them about Jesus. In my 6 years of running the centre and going out on visits, I had in the region of the contact that I had was approximately 250 clients. Only one client out of those 250 said, please don't pray. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. So, and last year I had the amazing privilege, this is just one story of many, of leading somebody to Jesus. And when I first met her, she was having anxiety attacks in her lounge. And in fact, what we had to do is we had to actually stop the visit and just pray for her. And be pastoral, and sometimes that's what will happen. But a year on, she's given her life to Christ, she's got baptized, she's now a member of our church. So, you know, and in fact, she's come out on a visit with me. So, the whole, you know, it's gone full circle, and she's now going out telling people how amazing CAP is. She's doing my job for me, really, which is lovely. So, you know, on behalf of the poor and needy and all those clients out there. Please do consider how you can support your debt centre here, whether that's practical or whether it's through prayer or whether it's through giving. I'm really grateful that you have invited me here today. Thank you so much, Richard. It's been an absolute pleasure. What I would say is that at some point in your life, we've all got a story. How did you come to faith? Was it through a friend? Was it because someone invited you to church? I don't know. I know my story. You know, I was just going on a camp. I thought it was a camp when I was 15, and when I got there, it was a Christian camp. and then that was it, chaos, you know. So, you know, but have a think about that. You know, we sang something else about how God has forgiven us and embraced us. Just imagine offering that to someone else in your community and for them to know God's forgiveness and God's embrace. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to be through the hallway there. I've got a bookstore there. What I would say is if you would like a book from me, you need to just fill in section one of this leaflet. All right, it's fairly self-explanatory. If any of you would like to consider giving to CAP on a regular basis, then you need to just look at section two and do the following. And again, if you need any help, just come and see me next door. But I will be praying for you guys. I'm very excited for what's going on here. My only disappointment is that I won't be looking after this centre. So, but that's okay. I'm going to be hearing all about what Daniel gets up to. And I look forward to hearing the many stories and hearing about the many, many lives that are going to be transformed. Thank you.